This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Walt Disney Animation Studios is riding high with the huge success of Moana, which earned $81 million at domestic theaters over the five-day holiday weekend. That's enough to rank as the second best Thanksgiving opening on record, behind only Frozen, which took in $93 million for Disney in 2013. Disney and its corporate sibling Pixar now hold the top six spots on that Thanksgiving records list. Wow. Emilia Clarke, who portrays Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones, will venture from Westeros to a galaxy far, far away after being cast in Star Wars' upcoming film centering on a young Han Solo. Which younger version of a Star Wars character she will be playing has not been revealed yet. The first Star Wars story anthology film, Rogue One, arrives December 16th, with the Han Solo film to follow on May 25th, 2018. Circle your calendar. Do you remember the film An American Werewolf in London? Well, if you haven't seen it, the movie was released back in 1981, and it was about two college students whose backpacking trip through Britain goes awry after being attacked by a werewolf. Now, Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman will co-produce a remake of the John Landis horror comedy. Landis' son, Max, is slated to write and direct the film. Kirkman's partner in the film will be Walking Dead executive producer David Alpert. Very cool. A representative for Elton John rebuked Donald Trump advisor Anthony Scaramucci's announcement that the singer would perform at the president-elect's January inauguration. The reports that Elton is performing at Trump's inauguration are not true, John's rep said in a statement. This marks the second musical mix-up regarding Trump's inauguration. Motley Crue singer Vince Neil recently revealed that he was recruited to perform at the Washington, D.C. event on January 20th. However, he announced hours later that he'd been uninvited from the event. Yep. Rachel Lee Goldenberg has signed on to direct MGM's musical adaptation of the 1983 comedy Valley Girl, about a teenage San Fernando Valley girl who begins to question the life she's always known when she falls in love with a punk rocker from Hollywood. The original Valley Girl had a great soundtrack with songs from such bands as Modern English, Men at Work, and Josie Cotton. It also launched the film career of Nicolas Cage. Selena Gomez has officially ended her social media silence. The singer shared her first Instagram post in nearly 3 months as she thanked her fans for their support. "I've a lot to be thankful for this year," wrote Gomez. "My year has been the hardest yet most rewarding one yet." The star made her triumphant return to the spotlight at the American Music Awards after taking time off to focus on her emotional health. Multiple sources have confirmed that the entertainer, who has lupus, was seeking professional help to get back into a positive headspace. Good for you, Selena. For 3 days at Pinewood Studios in London, Kate Bush strapped on a life preserver, plunged into a tank of water, and sang to a camera. The first day, she stayed underwater so long that she ended up with mild hypothermia because she hadn't been advised to take breaks. She was filming that drenched performance for Before the Dawn, a string of 22 concerts in London in 2014. They were Kate's first live shows in 35 years, and tickets sold out in 15 minutes. This week, the live album from those shows was released. Actor David Hasselhoff has jumped to Justin Bieber's defense, insisting the pop star was right to punch a fan who invaded his personal space in Spain. The fans startled the singer when he grabbed at him through an open car window as Bieber arrived at a gig in Barcelona. Bieber reacted quickly and punched the man, leaving him with a bloody lip. Hasselhoff insists he would likely have done the same had he been in a similar position, because some overzealous fans lack the respect stars deserve. It was unclear if Hasselhoff was drunk at the time when he issued that statement. 2 years after releasing their final album, the K-pop girl group 21 officially disbanded. Since surging to popularity with their 2009 debut single Fire and becoming known worldwide for their girl power anthem I'm the Best, 21 became one of K-pop's most iconic girl groups. Their management company, YG, then announced that it renewed contracts with members CL and Dara, but the third and final member, Park Bom, will no longer be managed by the company. Hollywood has lost one of its iconic TV moms. Florence Henderson has died at age 82. The actress gained her greatest fame on The Brady Bunch, starring for 5 seasons from 1969 to 1974 on the iconic family comedy. She played Carol Brady, the sunny, can-do matriarch of a blended family with 6 children. Her career would be forever defined by that part, as she served as an honorary mom for a generation weaned on television. And that was a role she embraced. "I played Carol as the mother I always wished I had," she once said, "as the mother a lot of people wish they had." R.I.P. Florence Henderson. CNN viewers were in for a surprise last week when about 30 minutes of pornography aired. A cable operator in Boston aired the inappropriate content, and CNN has asked for their own copy. An explanation. Boston area viewers thought they were tuning into Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown. Instead, they saw hardcore porn, and those parts, well, they were actually quite well known.
The Trash Bin.
Mariah Carey is breaking her silence about her much-publicized split with fiancé James Packer earlier this year. In an interview this week, she covered some classic diva topics like running late to everything and wearing diamonds in the tub. When it came to the subject of her relationship status, the singer said, quote, "We broke up. Now it's a whole friggin' thing, but I'm doing well. Everything happens for a reason. Things are the way they are," unquote. Now, there are rumors she's taken up with one of her backup singers. Of course she has.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook has launched the Film Bazaar Awards at India's National Film Development Corporation's annual Film Bazaar. Popular video playback app VLC has added support for 360-degree video to its desktop versions and its mobile apps. Apple captured a record 91% of global smartphone profits since Samsung's slide. Instagram is adding live video and Snapchat-style disappearing messages.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Moana reigns supreme for the second week in a row.
The number one album.
The Weeknd's new album, Starboy, is the biggest selling album in the country.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is gigantic.
The number one fiction book.
Cross the Line by James Patterson is the best-selling book in the USA.
Born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii by a family of musicians, Bruno Mars began making music at a young age and performed in various musical venues in his hometown throughout his childhood. He certainly has put all that experience to good use, becoming one of the most popular recording artists in the world. Over 1 million tickets for Bruno's upcoming 24-karat gold tour were sold in just 24 hours. From the new album 24-karat gold, here's Bruno Mars with the song of the week, Versace on the Floor.
I unzip the bag to watch it fall while I kiss your neck and shoulders. No, don't be afraid to show it all. I'll be right here ready to Versace on the floor.
That was Bruno Mars with the Song of the Week, Versace on the floor. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.